This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Benjamin Allen Bodine, Defendant Appellant, decided December 5th, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. 1 in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent, Plain v. No. SD 38126. Filed, December 5th, 2024, Benjamin Allen Bodine, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable J. Ronald Carrier, Judge affirmed Benjamin Allen Bodine, Defendant, appeals his convictions for one count of enticement of a child under Para 566.151 and two counts of first-degree statutory sodomy under Para 556.062. 1. In his sole point on appeal, defendant contends that the trial court plainly erred by sending a video of a juvenile witness interview conducted by the Child Advocacy Center, CAC, to the jury during its deliberation. Because we decline to exercise plain error review, the judgment is affirmed. 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through 2016, 2017, and 2018, the dates of the alleged crimes. 2. Facts and procedural history. Defendant was the stepfather to the victim, KL, who was subject to 3 incidents of alleged sexual abuse occurring sometime in 2016, 2017, and 2018. On May 15, 2020, a forensic interviewer at the CAC conducted a video-recorded interview with KL, who was 9 years old at the time, discussing defendant's conduct. KL's mother, initially told police that she did not participate in or witness any sexual abuse by defendant toward KL. However, mother later stated to police that, on one occasion, she entered the bedroom and witnessed KL's hand on defendant's penis, and defendant ejaculated. At trial, mother told the jury that her statements to the police were untrue and were the result of a dream. KL testified about the abuse committed by defendant, and the state offered the CAC interview into evidence under 40491.075. 2. In his testimony, defendant denied all allegations of abuse. 2. Section 491.075 states, in relevant part, a statement made by a child under the age of 14 or a vulnerable person relating to an offense under Chapter 565, 566, 568, or 573, performed by another, not otherwise admissible by statute or court rule, is admissible in evidence in criminal proceedings in the courts of this state, as substantive evidence to prove the truth of the matter asserted if, 1. The court finds, in a hearing conducted outside the presence of the jury, that the time, content, and circumstances of the statement provide sufficient indicia of reliability, and 2. A. The child or vulnerable person testifies at the proceedings, or B. The child or vulnerable person is unavailable as a witness, or C. The child or vulnerable person is otherwise physically available as a witness, but the court finds that the significant emotional or psychological trauma which would result from testifying in the personal presence of the defendant makes the child or vulnerable person unavailable as a witness at the time of the criminal proceeding. 3. During deliberations, the jury asked to re-watch the CAC interview. Defense counsel objected, arguing that the video was actually testimony, but the objection was overruled and the video was provided to the jury. The jury found defendant guilty on all counts. Defendant did not raise any objection to providing the CAC interview to the jury in his motion for new trial. This appeal followed. Standard of review. Defendant acknowledges that he failed to preserve his claim of error by failing to raise the issue in his motion for new trial. Defendant, therefore, requests plain error review. Rule 30-20 is the exclusive means by which an appellant can seek review of any unpreserved claim of error, and said claim, no matter if it is statutory, constitutional, structural, or of some other origin, is evaluated by this court's plain error framework without exception. State v. Brandalese, 601 SW3D 519-530. The Mojbank 2020, emphasis omitted, Plain error review is discretionary under Rule 30.20. 3 State v. Perkins, 640 SW 3D 498 501 Mo App SD 2022. Plain error review is a two-step process. The first step requires a determination of whether the claim of error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted. All prejudicial error, however, is not plain error, and plain errors are those which are evident, obvious, and clear. If,